What do I say? How do I start? Okay.
Yeah.
Hello, welcome to the All Night Podcast. We talk all night and all night only. I'm here with my co-host, Gil.
What did I say again?
I don't remember.
So is this like season two or something?
Yeah, it is. It is. It is. Season two, everybody. If you want to, if you waited for us to make another season, then here we are. We're not into your face right now. So yeah. Anyway. So Gail, what have you been up to lately? Or should we explain what happened?
The reason we stopped?
Yeah.
Wasn't it because we ran out of stuff to talk about, then it was all dry.
Yeah, we played chess for the last fucking episode, for fuck's sake.
It was a banger, though.
Yeah, it was, though. Not gonna lie, but it had to be better than that, you know? Like the fucking barber outro.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was our best episode yet.
The outro alone was just the episode.
Yeah. You didn't have to even listen to the fucking episode. You just have to listen to the outro.
Like, just skip the whole main part of it. Just go to the outro.
Yeah, weren't we talking about food that time? Weren't we talking about food that time, or what? I don't remember.
Neither do I.
Yeah, I think it was like spicy shit. I don't remember, but yeah, I think it was like that, but I don't know. I think we talked about the Hot Ones game. Or was it even out then? I don't think so either.
We were talking about buying the world's spiciest hot sauce, then like trying it and then doing a podcast of the experience.
All right. Oh yeah, and to further notice, we're gonna do the hot sauce game. The Hot Ones game. On March, I believe. So yeah.
Stay tuned for that.
Yeah, stay tuned for that. Just wait for that story, and follow us on our Insta to see that, or I don't know. We'll probably make our YouTube channel out of this, but I don't know. Things coming in the future. Anyway, what have you been up to lately? Now we can get to this question.
So. I pretty much helped people with their work that were failing.
Oh, yeah, like me?
Yeah.
I'm one of those motherfuckers that are failing right now.
Like, I give you the work. Like, I give some people the work answers to help them, but they're still failing.
Yeah.
Like, what's the point of me even helping them?
I know, when they're just going to fail.
Yeah.
I'm trying to dig myself up, but, like, it's just... Goddamn.
I'm gonna be honest. I always, when I wake up, I turn the computer on, join the first class, set my alarm for 30 minutes, wake up 5 minutes before class ends just so I can leave the class.
Yeah. Yeah, you gave me the idea to do that, so thank you.
We're walking to 7-Eleven having that conversation.
Oh, yeah. Okay, never mind. I won't say that part.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna say what I bought, but I bought Reese's. No Reese's, I meant.
I bought you that.
Yeah. All right. Because I didn't have the money. And I made them 150, I believe. Yeah, 150. And with my, I was selling one of my guitars. That's about 200 something. 240, I believe. Yeah. I'm right, right? I can't tell.
Yeah.
All right, good. I don't want to seem like a dumbass.
If you said like a math equation or something right now, like if you did quick math, I don't even know. I just said yeah, because I ain't bothered with paying attention.
Yeah, I said, wait. So I added 150 to 90. And then I said
150 to 90.
Yeah, and like I asked if does it equal 240?
240. Yeah.
Very good. Because I don't want to seem like a dumbass. Right now, I've just been drinking Arizona skating. Well, not during the fucking winter, but would they just choke due to the fact that I'm drinking Arizona or that I'm skating?
No, we'll just drink the water and it went down the wrong pipe. So, yeah.
Damn. Yeah. And remember the Friendly Fire podcast? Yeah, I changed the name to Satan's Kids Talk Show.
Is it even up in the podcast app?
Not in this app, but on iTunes.
Anchor?
No, it's not even on Anchor. It's on Beanpod or Podbean. I remember, but yeah, it's
how is that?
It's so you know how like you need a site to put your podcast to upload your podcast, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of those services. Yeah, since I didn't know how to make a podcast, another podcast using Anchor, I have to use a Podbean. So, yeah. And I made the group Satan's Kids. And my nuts has been attacked more than ever.
They're nuts.
Yes, they're nuts. Like, I remember one of my friends shot. No, not shot. They threw a golf ball to my other friend's nuts.
Then they did it to you?
Yeah. And also, I don't know if you want to hear this, but I don't know if I want to disclose that information yet, but I don't know. I'll save that for later. I'll text
for
you.
For another episode?
Yeah, I'll text you and then. I want to see your opinion on it, if I can say on the podcast or not, because, yeah.
Some of the stuff you say is just.
it's just way too much. Yeah. Let's see.
Especially in math class last year. Don't think I forgot.
Like what?
The stuff we said and stuff like reaction, like just the stuff we did in general in the back row.
Like, what's one of the examples?
All right. This happened, like, I think before, like, well, obviously before COVID, but it was, like, January or February, mm-hmm. right? We were in the back row, and the teacher was, like, in front of us, like, helping a student, and she was, like, bent over, and then you were, like, stretching. Then you were acting like you were about to smack her ass, and she was, like, 40.
Oh man. That's one.
But my favorite stuff we did in the back row is when we used to bet money when the teacher would call.
Oh yeah. So our teacher used to call like popsicle sticks. So, whoever like got caught on, they have to answer, right? And we bet like what number, since the desks were numbered, right? And yeah. We bet. Oh yeah, you lost $20 to a penny.
I remember that.
I think we talked about this in the podcast, right?
Yeah,
I think so. I don't remember.
Damn it! That was one of my worst life decisions. I put $20. I like, you know what? I'm that confident. Cause your number. At least you made $20.
Yeah, at least I got it. I bet a penny for fuck's sake.
Like, in my head, I was like, what are the odds that she calls like, the number he picked?
And guess what? Those wow. Those odds were proven, you know.
I mean, you know. You needed it more, so, like, gotta help them out, you know?
Oh, I thought you were about to say, like, gotta help the homeless.
Gotta help the homeless out, you know, Mr. Beast. Starting out small with $20, working my way up to 50 now.
Oh, yeah. Man. Oh, yeah, I want you to rate this prank that I had, right, on my friend.
Mm-hmm.
So the prank is so to give context to the prank, right? So last time we were playing like defense, right? On with the soccer net, and whoever got scored on the most had to bend over and get the soccer ball to their ass, right? Yeah, and I lost two times, but last time my friend Alex lost. But he didn't want to do it, so he left. So next time we're going over there, what we're gonna do, I'm gonna scare him with an air horn, and then my other two cunts are gonna kick the ball to his nuts.
What you get for being a coward.
Yeah. So what's your rating on that? Did I tell you or no?
No.
Oh, damn boy. There you go.
Wait, tell me about what?
The prank.
Oh, yeah, you just did.
Yeah. It's a pretty good prank, like, I don't know.
Seems like it'll work.
It'll probably work if their aim is an ass.
Gotta pray that it isn't.
Yeah, I really gotta pray. And also I have this idea where like where I fucking like you we do that, right? But instead of getting soccer balls to the ass, we get bottle rockets to the ass.
Bottle rockets.
Yeah.
What's
You know what
that?
those are?
No.
The bottle rockets are like mini fireworks. Like you light them up and they fly.
Oh, those.
Yeah. Like I'll post the shit on Instagram, not online. I think I had another idea, but I don't remember.
Like any topics.
Yeah, I forgot. All right. I was gonna talk about how Cyberpunk 2077, right? Cyberpunk, whatever.
Oh, I heard it was ass.
Yeah, no, like it
Because
got.
of the like glitches, right?
No, I was gonna talk about like how the PS Store got removed from the game from the PS Store removed it from its stores. Did you hear about that? Yeah, apparently, like it got removed for no fucking reason. I don't know
I
why, but
mean, there is a reason.
wait, for what? What's the reason?
Wait, the reason the game got removed?
Yeah, out of the
Yeah, because it had like a bunch of bugs and glitches in the game.
God damn.
Did
Oh,
you not know about that?
no, I just read the
I thought that's the reason you were talking about it, because we were gonna discuss like why and whatnot. But yeah, it has a bunch of bugs and glitches in the game.
But why isn't it like a game of like works for like I don't know how many years?
Yeah.
Like how many years has it been in construction?
I don't even know. All I know is that it's supposed to be like no bugs, nothing, and it's just ass.
It just showed us bugs and glitches.
Yeah.
Damn.
I feel bad for the people who bought it.
Yeah. I think they're getting a refund, aren't they? Or did
I
Sony sue?
think.
I don't think so, though, because, like, hold on, like.
Unless you get it like, unless you like you buy a physical copy and not digital. Because that would
Yeah.
make more sense if you buy it digital, then like it just like goes to your account and just gives you a refund.
Oh,
Compared
yeah.
to if you buy it physically, you're not just gonna go to a Walmart or just like return it unless you have the receipt.
Yeah, imagine if you can't return it though. Oh my God.
You try returning at GameStop, they'll be like, I'll give you $1 for the game.
Yeah. They give you like 30 cents and then here. This will last you until like 4 years.
They're like 30 cents or $1 store credit.
Yeah. Like what the fuck are they on, you know, like I'm still trying to look for foot. Okay. So, apparently, Fortnite is trending again. Oh, fucking Christ.
It is?
Yeah, but it's filled with shit.
Let me check.
Twitter, also, how do you feel about Among Us?
The game died.
Yeah, it honestly. Really did.
It didn't really last that long. If I'm gonna be honest.
Yeah, like, I don't know, it just got very boring really quick.
Like, it's fun, like, when you play with friends, but, like, after, like, 3 or 4 games, it just gets boring.
Yeah, like, oh my god, who did it? Oh my god.
Mm. It's always the same thing, and it's, like, it just gets boring.
Yeah, like the whole time you're just... Like, after like, the first try, no, after, like, the 34th try, right, like, playing the game, oh, my God, who did it? Oh, fuck it. I don't care anymore, you know? Like, it's just...
Yeah. Plus, I just find it boring how, like, you have to wait and do, like, these boring tasks.
I know. Like, how the fuck do you not... How do you play that without any music or something like that?
Exactly.
How the fuck
do you... You need somewhat like a soundtrack or something for the game, yeah, to be like at least more interesting.
Or you need like I don't know. It's just boring, man. I don't know how y'all play that. It's just one of those things where I don't fucking get. I guess, but
it's somehow entertaining.
Like, people are starting to like Among Us a lot more, though.
Why?
I don't know. That baffles me, by the way.
When was the last time you played it?
I have played it before, but no. This is baffling how people play. Like, when I first started playing it, then, yeah, it was fun. But, like, after a few times, I just got bored of it. I just didn't know what to do with it because I just got really bored. And also, the people that are leaving because they're not imposter are bitches. If you leave,
you join one match, no, like one of like they're not the imposter, and like 4 people leave.
Yeah, if you leave when you're not imposter, you are a certified bitch. I don't care what you say. You are a certified bitch.
Yeah, why don't you guess among some that. Bitches?
Yeah, you saw that.
Yeah, it's trending.
why don't you get among some bitches?
No new game. I just like how it's just like this one picture of them with like shoes and all that, sneakers. Yeah. Fine and all like that.
The Among Us drip. Would you buy a Hello Kitty game?
A game?
Yeah, of Hello Kitty.
No.
Why not?
Looks I mean, it depends, though. Like, what would be, like, the main objective of the game?
I don't know. Fuck everybody in town.
Buy an animal with STD or HIV.
Imagine if that was the game. Annual STDs.
Your main goal is to get an STD from everybody that has STDs. Bonus points if you get HIV with STDs.
Bonus point? No. Major bonus points if you make one.
Even more bonus points if you can obtain gonorrhea.
Even more bonus point if you get to name it.
See, I haven't got no more.
Oh, fuck. Yo, do you ever measure your dick when you're bored?
Do I ever what?
Measure your dick when you're bored.
Imagine my dick.
Measure.
Oh, yes. No.
Oh, damn. Well, Cardi B is just wondering.
Then do it. Get hard and get a measuring tape or something.
No, she's wondering that. If guys measure their dicks with rulers when they're bored.
Who's wondering that?
Cardi B.
I won't be surprised if someone like her, the only thing she raps about is her body.
Yeah, but like, I left your hair though. You could just, I don't know.
My question is, why would she want to know that? Like, are you that bored? Like, you just like have to say that out in public. Like, yeah. How bored do you have to be just to like tweet or say something like that?
Yeah, no. I guess she has nothing to do either way, so. I don't know. I don't think her music is up to par, but. Yeah.
Yeah, it's where you get in dry.
Yeah, I know. I thought I had topics, but no, I didn't.
You didn't have enough.
God damn it.
Well, 2020 is almost over.
At least. That's like the best thing.
But like, yeah.
Other than that.
And we got Christmas.
Yeah, what did you ask me? What do you want for Christmas?
Nothing.
Oh, damn.
I think I might just buy some Tims or whatever.
Some Tims?
Yes, another pair. Just like black ones. I'm not trying to be like those people that are like, oh, you dangerous because you got black Tims. That like, yeah. I'm only getting them because like when it's cold outside, like you have to wear something to be like match your clothes more with, you know,
oh,
be
yeah.
more like fashion and all that.
Oh yeah, I guess so. Because. It's fucking cold, man. Like, when I went outside just to get some fucking milk, like, my feet were freezing.
Imagine not having Uggs. Can't relate.
Fuck you.
I mean, plus it's snowy, so, like, it'll be even better than wearing sneakers.
Yeah. I wore fucking Vans.
It's the worst shoe you can wear in the snow. one of the worst shoes, because isn't it like all fabric dependent and all that?
Yeah. I wonder. How many people do people, I don't know, wear Tims during the fucking summer? Like, not even for work or.
Like, just, like, to wear them because they want to.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie, I only did that once. That was, like, that was, like, 3 or 2 years ago, I don't remember.
Uh-huh.
But I'm pretty sure I only did that once, and I regretted it. Because it was, like, 80 degrees outside, and I was like, damn, my dumbass really wore Tims.
Yeah, like, exactly.
I don't know, I just woke up, and I was like, you know what, why not?
Why not?
Yeah, so why not? I mean, at least it was only one time. I'm not like those people that like keep on wearing them repeatedly.
Yeah, at least.
At least.
I remember back in, hold up, I don't know if I told you before, but back then, I don't know if I told you, but I remember back then I watched this funny hentai.
Didn't you say something like it was like something of a pun?
Yeah,
I remember you told me that like a month ago.
Yeah, like I just want to bring it up now just because like I still know my friends with the pun intended thing, because whenever I say something like out of the ordinary, like when it would like always do right, I just say pun intended to everything for the reason. I don't know. What are weird things that you do?
That, weird things?
Yeah.
I don't even know. I'm just an introvert that does my work and does people's work for money and all that. Like, I'm not really like weird or anything. I'm just running my own school business. Hopefully the teachers don't find out about this, because if they do somehow, then yeah, I could get in trouble.
Yeah.
Like last year, I almost got caught 3 or 2 times.
I almost got.
Because, like, the teachers, like, they, like, the people I did the work for, right? The teachers were, like, they don't usually do their work like that. And then, like, they got suspicious of them. But, like, since, like, none of them snitched, I was good. So, yeah.
Yeah.
But they said, like, their excuse was pretty much, like, they used math way and all that.
So the like kind of like he turned out when he got caught using math way.
Yeah, let's just say he was using it.
And yeah.
Well, I don't even care anymore because at this point, if our math teacher from last year finds out, what's she gonna do?
Exactly. Oh, fucking crazy. Just imagine how awkward it would be if the teachers found out about this podcast.
Bro, imagine I said this, like, imagine COVID never happened, but we still did this, and I said this in an episode, like, during the school year, and she found out.
Oh, no. I mean, I wish her teachers would never find this podcast, just because it'd be awkward just explaining what we do, and what we say, and what, like, even, like, what the shit I say to.
I'm glad we didn't tell that many people, especially Retardo, because he got a big mouth sometimes.
Yeah. I love how we used to call him Retardo. Yeah.
I swear, he was, like, the one person in the group, like, that always got made fun of more for some reason.
Yeah.
He's that type of friend.
Yeah, he's, like, the punching bag of the thing.
I remember, like, if, like, one of us would be talking, if he, like, comes out of nowhere, we would just go, like, shut up, retardo, we're having a conversation. That used to happen. That happened, like, 2 times in reading class, I think. He'd be like, just, he'd just say something. Yeah, he'd just say something, and then one of my friends would be like, shut up, retardo.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of feel bad, but, like, at the same time, I don't. It's just a joke, like. Don't take it too serious.
And it's funny, too.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I found a tweet that says, Callum Smith prepares for his fight of his life against Sal Canelo.
Oh, yeah. Are you going to watch it tomorrow?
Why wouldn't I? Like, one time, I was trying to piss off my dad by, so we were watching the fight, right, at this guy's house.
Mm-hmm.
And, Canelo versus the Russian guy, right?
Oh, from last year?
Yeah, from last year. And I was trying to piss him off by going, for rooting for the other guy.
Man's got knocked out.
Yeah. That was pretty funny, though.
What do you think of Ryan Garcia?
Ryan Garcia?
If I'm gonna be honest, he's a good boxer and all, but, like, I just hate how he's, like, an Instagram boxer. Like, he literally does the same stuff and all that. It's, like, he shouldn't be talking too much about other pros, like, date, like, Gervonta Davis, if you know him.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I just hate how, like, he's more of an Instagram boxer. Like, that's just what I hate about him.
Uh-huh. But, yeah, like, I guess so. Like, I've never heard of him, but...
Who?
Ryan Garcia.
How do you not know? You know who Canelo is, but you don't know who that is.
Yeah.
Bro, they literally train together.
Or, oh, shit.
Let me send you a picture real quick, or a post of his.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you know who he is. He just, like, don't know his name, I guess.
Forgot, yeah.
There.
All right, we're just going to look at. There it is.
Do you not know who that is?
I've seen him, yeah. Wait, yeah, I have seen him. Yeah, I have seen him. Yeah.
So you know him, you just don't know his name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Plus, one reason I hate his fan base. Like, he was a good boxer, but his fan base is also cringe sometimes.
Like,
because you know how he's friends with like Jake Paul.
Right.
He's friends with like Jake Paul, and
I can already know where he's going. Is,
like a bunch of like brain dead 9 year olds, and like they're starting to do boxing and all that, right? Because my opinion, like gonna that's kind of like they're ruining the sport because like they know nothing about boxing. Because Garcia's supposed to fight Luke Campbell, if you know who that is.
No.
But he's like one of the best like lightweight boxers right now, right?
Oh yeah.
And then we have his cringy 9 year olds going like, "Oh, stop fighting nobodies."
What?
And they get a bunch of likes, and then sometimes they get ratioed by someone that says, "Bro, you know nothing about boxing. You're just a dumbass 9 year old." And it's true though.
He's gonna get knocked.
Because like, because if you don't know who like Luke is, and you're saying like Ryan Garcia is fighting nobodies, then like you shouldn't be talking if you don't know anything about the sport.
Exactly. Like it's like if I had a saying, like if I would go to Tony Hawk and just say, "Hey, you shouldn't I don't know, play skate with this other guy. You don't know him and stuff, like, right?"
Yeah.
Although I just want to fucking skate like that. It doesn't make no fucking sense. You know, when I heard Jake Paul, I already knew what kind of fan base.
Yeah.
I already knew. I already had the picture in my mind.
You, like, you just get some of an idea of what I'm about to say.
Yeah.
And plus, people are like, "Oh, yeah, like Ryan Garcia's going to pass Canelo with his stats and all that if he keeps it up." But first of all, Canelo, he's like, he holds world titles, like world titles, right?
Yeah. Right? I don't think it's kind of be possible.
No, because Ryan Garcia, he has zero. I don't know why they're saying, "Oh, yeah, he's gonna pass Canelo." Like, they don't know nothing about boxing. They don't know what a world title is in the first place. So I don't know why they're talking. If you know nothing, just be quiet.
I know, it's like if like they're trying to say that you're gatekeeping, but you're really not. You just don't know anything about it.
Yeah, like they act like they know stuff, yet they just came from TikTok and Jake Paul. That's how they know Ryan Garcia.
Yeah. Man.
And you saw the interview of Jake Paul and like the news, like they interviewed him or something, like that one lady, she said, "Was it racist to knock Nate Robinson out?"
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh my God.
What an awkward question.
That's dumb, though.
That's very dumb.
It's just like...
That's a very awkward question.
Yeah, like, you're literally a white man. And all of the stuff that happened in 2020, and you get asked that question.
Was it racist to knock Nate Robinson down?
I mean, at least he was mature about it. He didn't, like, overreact anything. He just said it has nothing to do with race.
Yeah, at least. That's like, I don't know. He's already been into like, he's already dug himself up already. So.
And then he's already...
He doesn't need to go back.
Yeah, and he's already calling out all these pro fighters talking about, "Oh, I'm going to knock them all out." Even though he fights zero amateurs, not even pros, not amateurs either, like just normal people with no experience or anything. And he thinks he's a Muhammad Ali already.
How do you think he was Muhammad Ali?
Like, he knocks out a retired basketball player and thinks he's all that. But Nate Robinson didn't even spar once, or he probably did, but not that much.
Yeah, I don't think a basketball player with his a fucking YouTube douchebag would.
He was retired as well, I think.
Yeah, I don't think a retired basketball player is gonna win. For like, how long did he retire?
I don't even know.
No, he's still retired though. I don't think he's gonna win.
I mean, it was pretty obvious Jake was gonna win.
Kind of, because
he had like more experience.
Yeah, yeah, with Deji.
Yeah, because
man, that was such a shit show.
I mean, at least he wasn't bleeding. That's the best we saw out of it.
Yeah. And who do you think is going to win? Wait, was it Logan or was it, what's it called? Logan or Jake Paul that challenged Floyd Mayweather?
Oh, that's Logan Paul.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
I think yeah. Floyd is getting like $6 million or something, and like Logan's only getting like 200,000. I mean, it makes sense. He's literally a professional and all that. Floyd, and then we have another douchebag.
Yeah, I used to douchebag.
I mean, you gotta give props to Logan because he at least became more mature over the last 2 years.
Yeah, at least, like, ever since he dropped, what's it called, Everyday Bro, and he got bullied for it, he's become more mature.
I think that was Jake Paul that dropped it.
Yeah, it was Jake Paul. And then Logan Paul, who filmed a dead body and started laughing at it, and then...
That actually changed him, though, kind of.
Yeah, that actually changed him. Because he realized, like, he fucked up.
And then he still became a meme after the apology video.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's what you get if you do dumb stuff like that.
you do not know it's, like, fucked up.
Oh, play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
Yeah. Man.
I'm dead ass doing my math homework right now. I'm that bored.
Yeah, that's me, like, every day, when I have nothing to do. Even when I'm done cleaning shit, I just dick around my guitar, or I just make horrible songs. Talking about your mom, something like that.
You a songwriter?
No, I just freestyle in my head.
You should drop your SoundCloud.
My first single will be, I don't know. I remember I sang a song about cheating on my girlfriend with an orange. Yeah.
About an orange?
No, I sang a song about cheating on my girlfriend with an orange.
Oh.
With an orange. Yes.
I sometimes think you're a crackhead.
Why?
Sometimes say some dumb shit like that.
Oh no! Do you think you can get that high? Do you think you can get that high to the point where you start feeling like an orange?
Probably.
I wonder, I want to meet that man that actually did that, and like, how'd it feel?
Why not try it yourself?
Oh, shit.
I know you can.
Good idea.
You can't, though.
I mean,
you can if you do it secretly, but, like, we both know you can't.
Yeah.
Just like that one time last month. You know what you did, but you were about to say it in the beginning of the podcast.
Yeah. Remember the time when I saw the light?
When you saw the light?
I think we talked about this one. Yeah, when we saw the light. No. When we or I? I don't remember.
I think you mean I, because I don't remember you saying something about seeing that light.
The one the
oh yeah,
yeah, was it?
It was both of us. We were standing like right next to each other, and some dude in a four wheeler is just like coming towards us, and obviously it's this bright light like coming fast at us, and he turns quickly.
Yeah. What do you think about that?
Bad Bunny's the worst Latin artist. Change him up. Like, I don't care what anyone says, but that's just facts. He's just ass. He's so trash. Like, I don't know how you can understand, like, I don't know how people understand that BS. I mean, I won't criticize you if you listen to him. Like, my opinion is just that he's trash.
Nah.
That's it.
Nah, I don't listen to him, but, like, I have friends
that
listen to him.
I'm about to start bullying my friends that listen to him.
Oh, man.
But I'm not.
I saw a tweet that said, what's it called? Oh, I gotta find it again. I saw a tweet that said, I'll never get tired of Bad Bunny. That should stay on repeat.
What? I don't care how bad life gets. I'm never listening to him.
I don't care how bad and how bitchless I am. I'm not getting a perm.
Isn't a perm like when your hair is like up with curls or something? Something similar to it, right?
Yeah. It's like what all the poser skater boys and the skater boys
have. Mexicans with perms can't fight. Change my mind.
No, I can't change your mind.
What's better? Apple juice or... No, what were you going to say?
Okay. No, you go first. Because... All right. Are you going to forget or not?
I don't think so.
All right, just say it for just in case. I don't.
Because you say because you forget stuff more than I do.
I know, but I got the tweet right here. All right.
No, you
go ahead. Oh shit! All right, fuck it. Anyway, did you hear Pirate response?
Oh yeah, the allegations.
Yeah, to all that shit, right? Did you hear, like, to
yeah, I actually didn't know about that until today when he uploaded the video.
Oh, damn. I've been following it, right? Like, for days I have been denying it until, like, I started losing hope because Pyro wasn't uploading, right? He wasn't, what's it called?
Uploading.
He wasn't, like, responding to it. And then, like, when he... And finally, like, cleared his name, I got happy again, so yeah.
I mean, if you don't know someone's age, how would you know, like, how would people criticize you, like, if you literally don't know? That's the thing.
Yeah. And, like, I'm gonna go to jail after learning that. Because I already told you, like, remember the episode where, I think it was, I forgot what episode it was that we talked about that, but... Hold on, I gotta check because I don't remember.
What, the fan fictions?
But it was... No, not the fanfic. Episode number 12. Doki Doki Fuck Around Club. We talk about my experience with the role-playing shit.
Oh, yeah.
And the politics and globe war. Yeah. But the... oh, yeah. Carp. So, yeah. I think that I'm gonna go to jail for the role playing. Just saying.
Why?
I'm most likely gonna go to jail. So, to save me the embarrassment, right?
I mean, people can still listen to it, so I think she pretty much just summed it up since the episode's already out.
Okay, so. I don't know how to sum it up. So, okay. Oh, fuck. Hella awkward to admit, but so what happened was I told you guys about my research, right? My fucking fur research, which never got done.
It was too intense.
Yeah, like from my standards, like I've seen enough shit to be dated, but furry shit I just couldn't do. Anyway. I joined a server, which I didn't know was a roleplay server at all. Because it had nothing to do with it, right? And so, I didn't know what it was until, like, a few months when I started chatting with these guys. And I got laid, I got drunk, I got raped.
In the roleplay?
And the fucking report, yes. God fucking Christ. If you want to hear the whole, like, the reason why I got inspired, right, is because my friend hit me up and said, my friend who I was roping with, right, he hit me up and said, hey, do you want to start a podcast about what we did, right? And I was all down for it, and yeah. That's where I got the
motivation. Wait, to do it again?
Because yeah, to do the podcasting again. Yeah. Not the role play.
I thought you were talking about the role play.
Nah, he hit me up and like we were doing a sort of podcast, and like tell our story of what happened, and then I said sure, and I hit you up and like, oh shit, we could start more topics. Like I finally got my motivation back, my inspiration back. So yeah, that's why we got back in. That's how I did.
I'm only doing this because I disagree. There's nothing else to do.
Yeah. Except for homework and stuff.
Good.
How's your homework, by the way?
I have almost halfway done. You want the answers or?
Yeah. What?
Is this one
wait, for what?
Form for math we have to do? It's due Monday. Which I doubt you're going to do it. You're lazy to even do the work. But the thing is, you have to show your work to send the teacher a picture of it.
I can just use my name maps too. Oh, fuck. Oh, I fucked them. Okay. I hope the teacher don't find this podcast at all.
I mean, if they listen to the first episode where we barely talk about school, then I doubt they'll continue listening to the stuff we said.
I don't want them to find this episode in particular.
Just all this stuff you said.
Yeah. And Jesus Christ. Man. So yeah, if you want to hear my embarrassing story of the role play that I did, go to. I know the name sounds like fucking autistic, but it's called The Fuck Up Adventures of Gage and Sheep.
You named it that.
Yeah. Yes, The Fuck Up Adventures of Gage and Sheep. Because that was our names on Discord, so fuck it. Everybody just called me sheep, so fuck it, you know. And yeah, you can everybody will like make fun of me for that podcast because, man, all the shit that happened and all the shit that I've said and wow. And yeah, I'm kind of in powerless position now. We're like, great, everybody found out that I'm a furry. Well, like for him, but not me.
Yet.
I'm not a furry. Fuck.
You saw the tweets like, how, like, what do you like see or watch enable for you to become a furry?
Wait, you saw my retweet?
Who was that?
Yeah, it was.
But that's a good question. How do people become a furry?
They watch My Hero Academia.
Probably.
They watch YouTube couples.
YouTube couples.
Yeah. No, I don't know, but it's probably a goose. The consequences of an absent father.
Probably.
Most likely.
I saw a tweet that said,
probably. Most likely the absent father.
I saw this one tweet said, if you were to name a child any name from any anime, what would it be? Someone said, I'll name it Goon just so I can leave him. Pretty smart, yo. Though. It's a good name.
Yeah, that's pretty smart.
Yeah.
Not gonna
name him Goon. Name him Goon just so I can leave him. Gone.
You mean gone? I don't know how to pronounce the name.
I saw when I watched it, they said Goon or Gone, Goon, whatever.
Yeah. Hmm? What are your feelings for anime? What are your feelings for anime?
Yeah, it's like, all right. What do you think? I only watch it when I like literally have nothing to do. But I'm always helping people get work, doing people's work, and all that.
Yeah, I've been watching Cowboy Bebop. You
recommended me that. That.
Yeah, it's a fucking.
I was really bored at night. That's the reason I asked.
Go on. That's an amazing anime. Like, it gets boring two times, but like sometimes it gets really intense. I don't know what the fuck it does to you. But like, it just, like, I swear, there's scenes where you just see nothing but people walking in the scenery, right? There's no scene of that, but like, there's also people a scene walking. Where like, there's just balazos everywhere.
Mm.
Yeah, there's scenes of people walking sometimes, and then sometimes there's just pure war.
You make it sound like watching people walk in is so intense.
No, like I'm saying that like there's scenes in the anime where like there's just scenery. They just show you the city, the water. They show you anything to pass time, right?
Yeah.
And then like in some scenes, they like they make it go to fucking war. Like they shoot each other and shit.
Man, I haven't watched it. You're already spoiling it.
I'm not spoiling it because at least I haven't mentioned it. Spoiler alert. That never mind. I'm not gonna spoil it.
No, I don't care. You can just say it.
The Spike's father dies.
I don't know who that is. So.
You'll learn, buddy. You'll learn. You'll learn eventually.
Eventually.
When you get to. Yeah. And. Oh, yeah. Apparently, Spike's brother also dies, too.
And now you're saying too much.
And then, like, no. Not his brother. No, his brother shot him. Who's him? His brother died too. I don't remember. But there's this weird ass character called Radical Edward. They have like nothing to contribute. So at least where I'm at, right?
Yeah.
Where they have nothing to contribute other than, I don't know, play chess and hack shit, I guess. That's it. He's a gay alien. Or she. I don't know what the fuck it is. But... I can't tell.
I hear people laughing outside and it's like almost 11.
Yes, but probably the drunk people, you know.
Probably the what?
Probably drunk people. I don't know.
Probably.
But most likely because... You know how Mexican neighbors are.
I'm a Mexican. I'm a beaner.
We're both beaners. Yeah, what neighborhood you live in? Oh, yeah. Surprisingly, right? You know the guy that I told you about? The guy that's in my podcast. The other podcast, right?
I don't remember, but yeah.
Yeah, he's also Mexican, too. Like by his voice, you wouldn't guess that.
How does he sound? Like,
I'll try and do an impression. So, hello guys. I don't fucking know.
He sounds gay or something.
No, he doesn't sound gay.
Oh, because you made it sound good. Because all I heard was like, what's up, guys? Like,
no, the slippery sound wasn't intended. That part of the slippery character. And I'm still looking to not laugh out loud that I do, like in my Jason streams. But fuck, whatever.
You remember back when we used to play Roblox Call of Duty?
Oh, yeah. You know, play PUBG too.
Yeah, I'm doing scrims there. Practicing for tournaments.
Yeah, how'd it go last time?
So I had to be level 20, but I was lazy and I was helping other people, so I didn't have time to like get to level 20. But this week I'm gonna log into my OG account and I'm gonna be like level like 68. So next week I'm gonna do scrims with my friend, you know. And then we're gonna we're gonna practice, and then once we get better, we're gonna start doing tournaments. Probably by like next year, I don't know.
How much do you think you're gonna win?
I don't know. It depends how the players are. It depends on the map, like and all that. Like you know, like it's just one of those things you can't decide until like you actually see it.
Yeah.
Like until like once you're in a game, that's when you know like what to do and all that. But I saw some of my competition I'm going to go against, and they seem all right.
What do you mean all right?
Because they're, like, around my level. So, like, and I'm, like, I've been playing the game for years, like, since it came out. And I started playing again because of my friend, so.
Yeah, they need you.
Yeah. I mean, we can probably do good. Plus, we have extras. Two other people, just in case two of us can't make it, we have extras.
Yeah.
You know, we're prepared already.
You know, you just gotta make sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to end it here, or?
How long have we been going for?
It's already, like, almost an hour, so yeah. And my AirPods are already dying, so yeah.
Bro, you didn't charge your AirPods.
And that's the end of the episode. So, yeah. my fucking AirPods died and Gaio couldn't hear me. So, yeah. I hope you enjoyed the episode. And this is the start of season 2. So, enjoy.